In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First of all, I welcome all of you back to the course of evangelism. We will try to revise the main ideas taken in the first course with the lecture named What is our message? Or what is our mission? Hanul ilinnas, what we hope to deliver to the people, the unbelievers living anywhere in the whole world. First of all, we must understand the gospel to be able to communicate your message. If you do not study your Bible, if you do not understand the Bible and the message in the Bible, you cannot deliver it properly to the people. So our fortune, our treasure is the Bible. So whoever is working as an evangelist should be man of the Bible, should love the Bible, study the Bible, read the Bible carefully, keep the Bible in his mind and keep the sentences of the verses by heart, so he can help in giving the message clear. Christianity is not a philosophy or a way of life. You know, nowadays there are many heresies. You know heresy? Heresy يعني هرتقة. And heresy in the old Greek means part of the truth. So all heresies have some part of the truth, but not the whole truth. You understand? أي هرتقة في حتى صح. When Arius, فاكرينه, Arius was saying that Christ is not the real God. He is God, but not as God the Father. He was saying some part true, which is Christ is a real person. Christ came to earth. Christ made miracles. Christ delivered the message of peace and love. But still, it's not the whole truth, because he said that the divine nature of our Lord Jesus Christ is not complete. He is not as equal in divinity as his Father. You got the idea? So this is called heresy. Heresy has part of the truth, but not the whole truth. So remind yourself always that we are not preaching a philosophy or some way to live in. We are not preaching some morals. We do not need the people to live in a good way with others. This is not our goal. We just aim at their salvation, their eternal life. But a living person. So Christianity is all about a living person, our Lord Jesus Christ. Christianity is Christ, simply. So whenever you preach, you are not talking much about morals, about the church, the order, no, you are trying to push the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the guy you speak to. Christianity is not a heritage. Heritage means just the tradition of going regularly to the church. It's not just to put the people into the church. You know, this is a next step, but this is not the whole idea. We need to put them into the church, but Christianity is not that point only. Christianity is not to just participate in a certain ritual. We have a problem now that many Christians are doing the rituals of Christianity, but they are not really Christian. They are not true Christians. They do not love each other. They do not love God. But they attend the Mass, they can pray the Agbaya, they may read the Bible, they fast the Lent, but they are not real Christians. Because they do not believe in Christ as Savior, they do not preach the Word of God, they do not believe the Word of God. So take care of this. Christianity is not just participating in a certain ritual. Christianity is not following the teaching only of Jesus Christ. It's not only following the teaching. I may remind you, I met some guy, the unbeliever girl from France, and we were talking about this. She told me, I can go with the teaching of Jesus Christ. I admire the teaching of Jesus, but I do not need him as a person. So she is not Christian. Although she admired the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, she's a good girl. But she is not accepting Him as God, as Creator, as Savior. So she's not Christian. To me, she's not Christian. You understand? So please notice that Christianity is not just a philosophy, or just a way to live, or heritage, or just some rituals, or even teachings. Also, Christianity is not to adhere to certain negatives. I mean to fight some bad things or to attack the negative morals around. This is not Christianity. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to save man, not to judge people. So being judgmental, that you are attacking the people in their negatives, is not Christianity. This is not Christians. When you go anywhere, you will see bad things, dark things, mistakes, wrongdoings. But your mission is not to attack these things. Your mission is to present your Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save man, not to judge these people. Accordingly, they will find out that these negatives are not right. They should fight them, their negatives. But you are not the one who fight their negatives from the start. So what is Christianity? We are reviewing our whole mission. So what is Christianity? Christianity is the gospel, Jesus Christ Himself, or Christ in the gospel. You know, there was some parable of our Lord concerning the kingdom of heaven. ربنا يسحك مثل من أمثال الملكوت. He said, يشبه ملكوت السماوات تاجرا وجد حقلا مخفى فيه كنز, أو كنزا مخفي في حق. Some treasure he found in a field or a farm. So he went and باع كل شيء واشترى هذا الحقل. The field or the farm is the gospel, and the king, the treasure, is Christ. So this is the whole story. We are trying to push, to deliver the message of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Bible, not as people imagine Him, not as you see Him, but as the Bible told us about. Okay? Because sometimes we have like misunderstanding of the person of Jesus Christ. And people usually, they accept the life of Christ, but not the full picture given in the gospel. So we are always focusing on who He is, and we do not say who He was. Understand? Who He is, He is still living. He is still there. He was and He is. Okay? What He has done, and how He can be known in personal experience. Maybe these are the major pillars of our mission. Who is Christ? Why He came to earth? What He had done? And how can I know Him personally? This is the main channels we go through in preaching. So by reviewing our message, we have to go through the basic facts. We have like five basic facts in this lecture. We are revising together. Who is Jesus Christ? معلش هي مراجعة يا جماعة للكورس اللي فات كله بطريقة تانية. First of all, you have to believe in Jesus Christ as fully God, and you are giving this belief to others. He is really God, the only God, the one God, the full God. He is fully God. Because you know, many other heresies accept Jesus Christ as not fully. He is God, but not fully. So please, خلي بالك من دي. By saying the fully God, He is the Creator, you can say Jesus Christ created the world, yes. Jesus Christ saved the world, yes. Jesus Christ is the Pantocrator, the Almighty, the All-Wise, yes. all characters of the full God is in him. So he is fully God. So this is the truth we believe in. Therefore, it was written in John chapter 5, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the tabas, but also said that God was his father, making himself equal with God. So our Lord claimed, revealed himself as equal as the Father, as a full God. That's why the Jews attacked him and persecuted him and lastly crucified him. Because he said, I'm God. I'm the only God, the one God. One God with the Father. Also written in John chapter 14, Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? So simply we are proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the seen God, the one God who we can see. He is one with the Father, the same divine nature, but we cannot see the Father, so we can see the Son. And by seeing the Son, we saw God. So he has true, pure love for each of us. This is the idea of the creation. Simply again, when you speak with anybody who does not believe in God, you can say that there is a creator, God is the creator, and God is seen in our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm giving you, who is your creator? أنت بتعرفه باللي خلقه. هي دي ببساطة الكراس. أنت بتقدم له الاكتشاف اللي هو غايب عنه أنه ربنا اللي خلقه وربنا ده شخص هو يسوع المسيح. This is the whole idea of the preaching story at the start. Also by saying Jesus Christ, we do not mean that he is only fully God, but also he is fully man. يعني في حتة مهمة قوي في مسيحيين كثيرة بيتلخبطوا فيها. We believe in Christ as full God and full man. He is God and man in one person. Full God and full man in the same person. ساعات احنا في مجتمعنا هنا لما ندافع عن لاهوت المسيح زيادة يفتكرون لغينا ناسوته, which is a heresy. We shouldn't ignore his human nature, human being. He was a real man living on earth with all characters of human beings except sin, because sin is not a real part of the character of man. الخطية دخيلة علينا, يعني الكذب مش مخلوق معاك, مش كده؟ بس الأكل والشرب جزء من طبيعتك, النوم جزء من طبيعتك. ربنا يسوع لازم يأكل ويشرب وينام, بس مش لازم يكذب. You understand? So by saying he is fully man, it was written in John chapter 4, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being weird from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the 6th hour. Now you see, there was some date, timing, 6 hour, and some place, the well of Samaria. And this, he sat down on the well. So you know, في وقت, في مكان, في زمان, في مكان, في action, this is full human. This is really human nature character, understand? So we are not speaking about an idea, vague idea called God. No, we are speaking about God who lived on earth as you and me. He sat down, he spoke the word, he was eating, drinking, sleeping, crying. But being a man, he was wise and the wisest. He obeyed his father. And this is also some problem in understanding why our Lord Christ said that he obeyed the Father. Isn't he Father? No, he is one with his Father. But being a man, he should obey the Father, because he is now in the human nature. So he is our model now. So we can obey our Godfather following the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ. So being a man, he should obey God, although he is still God. Also, he was virtuous. He was tempted. You know, there is always a question: how could Satan tempt our Lord Jesus Christ? إزاي الشيطان يقرب يسوع يعني؟ How come يعني? How could he? Simply being a human man, being a man, he should be tempted, because I'm a human being, always tempted, always facing temptation. Adam was tempted, so Christ should be tempted. But Adam couldn't win the game, but our Lord Jesus Christ won the game. So this is the new model for us. Being a man, he should be tempted, but being tempted, not sinning. Understand? يعني يتجرب بس ما يغلطش. فاهمين؟ أنا بتجرب وبغلط، بس عندي فرصة أتجرب وما غلطش زي يسوع دلوقتي. كان زمان ما عنديش فرصة، لأن اللي بيتجرب بيغلط زي آدم. دلوقتي زي ربنا يسوع له المجد، اللي بيتجرب ممكن ما يغلطش. واضحة الفكرة؟ At the end, he died for us. He ended his life on earth by dying for people. So he had a mission to die for others, to save humanity. All through these ideas, he was without sin. He was sinless man, the only sinless man on earth. Okay? So the basic fact, the basic truth in your mind, you are trying to deliver the mission, the message of Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, is God and man, fully God and fully man. And being God and man, he is the only Savior, and he is the only sinless person on earth. The second point, in basic facts, his diagnosis of human nature. Nowadays, if you listen to the philosophers and read the humanitarian books and go through the new ideas or new age movement and read some of the Far East ideas, you will see or read like hundreds of definitions of human nature. الناس دلوقتي مش عارفة تعرف البني آدم. Can you define man? You cannot define man. Some people say he's just an animal. An intelligent animal, yeah. في ناس يقول no, he is not rather an animal, he is part of the earth. He is just a created thing. He is something, yeah. شوية chemistry يعني طلعوا حاجة اسمها بني آدم كده تتحرك. احنا عاملين كمبيوتر بيتحرك دلوقتي. يعني عاوز أقول إيه؟ Many definitions of man. How can our Lord Jesus Christ define man? Because he is the one who created man, so he knows what's man, what is human being. This is very important, because when you discuss any ideas with anybody, he has his own definition of a man. Although he is not a philosopher, but any person living on earth, he considers himself something. He has his idea about himself. So some of the people consider themselves as حيوانات أكلة, يعني he is living just to eat and drink. Many people lived for this. Others may live just to make money. Okay. He is like a machine making money. Money making machine. Okay. This is another definition. He is another definition may be to socialize, to marry, to have children, to make families. It's maybe a better definition, but it's not the Christian definition of human nature. You understand? So the second basic fact you should understand clearly as an evangelist, and try to claim this idea, to proclaim it to others, is how our Lord sees humanity. Because he is the one who knows what human nature is. So let's look at this in Mark 7. That was Ibn al-Waqid, by the way. He said, what comes out of a man that defiles a man? For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. إيه الجزء ده؟ معناه our Lord Jesus Christ as the creator, the one who knows exactly what is man and what man made for. He knows that these all negatives are not created with the man. This comes out of the heart of a man and defiles a man. دلم لخبط الإنسان. Man was distorted by sins. اتشوه بالخطيه. So the creator, the one who made man, he knows exactly what his perfect model before, what is the perfect image of man as he made it before. You understand the idea? So all kinds of sins are not created with man. And الشر بيطلع من القلب. طبعا ده نوع من ايه؟ الدكتور اللي بيشخص. فاهمين؟ عارفين الدكتور الشاطر قوي اللي يعرف يشخص صح. ربنا يسوع is the only one who can diagnose what's wrong with the man. يعني كل واحد يقول ايه اللي مضايقني. انت شايف نفسك بطريقة, بس الوحيد اللي فاهم بالظبط ايه اللي مضايقك هو اللي خلقك. لانه let's assume that some scientist made some يعني اختراع, and this invention يعني was distorted or يعني حصل في حاجة غلط. The only one who can diagnose what's going wrong now is the creator, is the one who made it. So we have to go back to our Lord saying, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm not happy. Well, I'm not living the life you gave me. Why I cannot enjoy my life? Why I'm afraid? Why I cannot love people? What do you want from me? You created me. So diagnosis of the problems of humanity, we should go back to the Creator asking Him, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with humanity? In other words, despite of our being as image of God, according to our belief, we believe that human nature is created on the image of Christ. So we are Christ-like. Originally, we are God's image. We are Christ-like. But now down to earth, we are not Christ-like. So there's some wrong happened, some distortion happened. So despite of our being, happened many dark things, many bad things happened. Now we are self-centered. We are not supposed to be self-centered. You understand the idea? Christ proclaimed this, don't live for yourself. This is not the life you made for. I made you to live for others, to live love. So when you live for yourself, you are distracting the idea. You are getting away, you are deviating from the plan. You understand? So by believing in God as a creator, I should ask Him, what's your plan for me? What's the idea beyond my creation? What is my real image? What is the model for me? So being self-centered, you will never feel happy. You can never satisfy yourself, because this is not the plan for you. By being jealous, this is not the plan for you. You live to love, not to feel jealous of others. By being hateful or desirous or cruel, so this all like deviations from the original model, who is Christ. In other words, we can put it, how does Christ regard His creation? Sin comes from within a man. It originates internally and not externally. This is very important, you know. Even when we deal with our sins, You should remind yourself always that sin is not the problem of lying or saying bad words or looking bad looks. It's something from inside. There is some bad inside. You may not love these people. That's why you look this kind of look. Because you cannot love them, you said this kind of words. So just look to the inside. The problem is always internal. This is the diagnosis of our Lord. He knows better than us. He knows what's better and what's best for us. Also, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed that sin separates us from God. This is kind of truth. This is part of the truth. We are separated from God by sin. So the presence of sin is always stand like separate wall between us and our Lord. So we should fight sin to enjoy God, to go back to Him, to look at Him, to see Him, to touch Him. Being sinful, living in sins, we cannot communicate with God properly. This is kind of His proclaim, He preached this. He revealed the truth. People living in sin cannot come in touch with God. So the result of sinful life is loneliness, boredom, moral weakness, lack of purpose, كل حاجة وحش. يعني كل مشاكل البشرية comes out of separation from God. ممكن مشاكل البشر بقى تتشخص في أي فلسفة تانية بمئة تشخيص. زي ما يبقى عندك مرض تروح لعشر دكاترة كل واحد يطلع تشخيص. الوحيد اللي معاه حق في تشخيصه هو اللي فاهم الطبيعة البشرية مظبوط جدا. واخدين بالكم؟ فلما تقول فلان بيعاني من وحدة، هي الحياة الوحدة مش هي المشكلة، هو في خطية مخليها حاسس بوحدة. فلان زهقان من عيشته، هي المشكلة مش انه زهقان، هي في حاجة deeply inside انه هو بعيد عن ربنا. فلان مش طايق روحه، فلان مش عارف يحبه، فلان whatever the problem, it's always related internally to some kind of separation from God. So this is a basic fact. So the first fact, we believe in God, Lord Jesus Christ, full man and full God. And He is the only creator, also He is the savior. Second basic fact, humanity suffer a lot. Mainly and mostly and only because of being separated from God. All kinds of sufferings, pains and problems come out of this idea. The third basic fact, the fact and meaning of His crucifixion. Basic fact about the cross. Without crucifixion, we would have remained strange from God. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is the key of our going back to God. It's the weapon who destruct the walls between man and God. So the cross is a basic fact in Christianity. Without the cross, God is there in heaven and man on earth and in hell. But with the cross, with the crucifixion, God reconciled man to Him. So there is some new life now started after the cross. For this is my blood of the new covenant. This is the new covenant, means new life, new generation, new era. This kind of new era comes after the cross, the covenant. With the blood of Christ, we started a new relation with God. God now is in man with the power of the cross. Now we have the Lord with His Spirit, the Holy Spirit inside us. We could never get this power, the Holy Spirit inside us, without the cross. So it's written, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So the work of the cross, or the blood on the cross, is to solve the problem of sins and to destruct of the wall of sins and get man inside God again. This is the idea of forgiveness. So why people يعني في ناس بتقول طب ما كان ربنا يسامحنا وخلاص، كان إيه لزوم قصة الصليب والدم؟ إماجن يا جماعة أنتوا خدتوها في الواجب في الكورس اللي فات، لما يكون حد عمل عملة كبيرة قوي like مثلا وان مثلا عمل أكسيدنت وموت واحد، وبعدين نزل من العربية قال يا جماعة سوري الرجل مات، اوكي سوري، وبعدين يعني الرجل مات في مصيبة حصل، فاهمين احنا عايزين نصح الرجل، يعني saying sorry good، بس ده ما يحلش الاشكال، فاهمين الفكرة؟ واحد قالوا له ما تاكلش الطبق ده فيه سم، كل الطبق، فقلنا له ليه كلت؟ قال يا جماعة سوري، اوكي سوري بس انت بتموت دلوقتي، السم دخل، فاهمين ازاي؟ so being sorry repentance can never solve the problem alone. كون الإنسان يرجع يقول لربنا سوري، okay it's a good attitude from man but this is not the solution of the problem because the complication of sin is much more than this. It's not like the hurt to God, it's more than this. It's the corruption of man, the death of man. So who can save man from corruption, from death? فهمتوا الفكرة؟ فالidea of repentance alone دي اللي بيقولوا ده أديان التانية، okay just repent, go back to God saying sorry, it's not enough. How about the corruption happened to me, who can save me from inside? This is the main problem. So the third basic fact is the role of the blood or the role of the cross. We believe in Christ crossed. You remember the last lecture I gave you, Christ cross-centrism. احنا مركزين قوي على الحتة دي لان احنا مش بنقول للناس حبوا بعض، بس في ناس بتحبوا بعض في بلاد كويسة طبعا بمستوى معين، احنا عندنا تارجت اهم من كده، احنا بنقول لهم Christ of the cross is the only solution، ده الكي للأبدية، من غيره هتموتوا حتى لو حبيتوا بعض، لأن في مشكلة أكبر من أن أنت تحبوا بعض دلوقتي. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. فدية، ransom يعني فدية، بتترجم في العربي يقدم حياته فدية عن كثيرين. And he's saying for many because not all will accept his ransom. Understand? So it's just for many. Although he died for all, but only some of the population, some of the people will accept his death as ransom for them. Also the third basic fact, without the cross, we would have remained strange from God. It's written in chapter 3 in the first letter of St. Peter, for Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Okay, ركزوا في الحتة دي. He suffered once for sins, the just, the Lord is the just, the only just one, for the unjust, كلنا ما فيناش حاجة كويس, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh but made alive by the Spirit. يعني لما مات عشاننا أحيانا بروحه عاد إلينا الحياة. It's like you die for another so he can live but you die. لما بتنقذ واحد انت بتموت عشان واحد يعيش. It was written in the الأهرام in the newspaper like 1 month ago that 4 young Christian men tried to save some old man who fell down في بلاعة. And they tried hardly. The 4 died one after the other, and the old man lived. حصل بعد نجح ماجد كم يوم. فكنت عاوز أقول 2 kinds of martyrdom. في ناس ماتت على باب الكنيسة, وفي 4 فادوا إنسان رجل عجوز مسلم, وهم بيحاولوا ينقذوه واحد ورا الثاني. الأربعة ماتوا. إنما الرجل العجوز مع إنه كان جوه البلاعة هو اللي عاش, ما نعرفش إزاي. It's kind of ransom. هو ده الفداء. الناس دول Christ-like. فدي حاجة جميلة قوي. إذا we can live this. يعني احنا we preach it and live it. احنا المفروض as an evangelist we hope to do this. ان احنا نتعب ونبشر up to this. حتى لو متنا عشان غيرنا يعيش. At least we die but with hope for the eternal life. we know after we die we will live forever with him. But those people who still away from God, when they die they won't have eternal life. So it's easy for us to die, but not easy for them to die. So better to die for them. You got the idea? كمان مكتوب, he broke our captivity, he paid the price for us. These are like fact number three. So the first fact, who is Christ, God and man? The second fact, who is man? Man in Christ's image, distorted by sin. Man separated from God by sin. The third fact is the cross or the crucifixion is the only way to save humanity. The third fact, basic fact. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. The fact and meaning of his resurrection. We know now the fact and meaning of crucifixion. We should know and believe much in the meaning of resurrection. He died and raised from the dead for our salvation. The meaning of resurrection, that his body was resurrected, not merely his spirit, first of all. ليه ربنا يسوع بيقول هات ايدك ويلمس, and بيقول هنا a spirit does not have flesh and bones. في ناس مش فاهمة الحتة دي لغاية دلوقتي. القيامة مش معناها يسوع ظهر بروحه, ما هي الروح ما بتموتش فما بتقومش. واخدين بالكم لما واحد يموت حتى من قرايبنا روحه عايشة ما ماتتش, وبالتالي مفيش حاجة اسمها قيامة للروح. Resurrection is kind of change in the body. The body who died will raise up out of death. So resurrection is a matter of the human body, physical. That's why our Lord insisted to be touched, and he insisted saying the flesh and bones you can touch. So by this idea we believe that we will live again with bodies. This is the idea of resurrection. We live on earth now with weak bodies, so we know this will end soon, but we hope for another life with bodies, but you know, enlightened one, supreme يعني bodies, حاجة كده أعلى كثير قوي من اللي احنا فيه ده. So Christianity is unique for this because of the resurrection power. Jesus is alive and powerful to invade the lives of all who invite him. بمعنى لما بقول خريستوس أنستي, أليسوس أنستي, I believe the power of resurrection is inside me, so I do not fear death anymore. هو ده الإيمان المسيحي. If you are Christian, you are not afraid of dying because the power of resurrection inside you. By believing in Christ, the resurrected God, and by believing in His body, you eat, you drink His blood, and the full power of His resurrection you take. It's inside you. Understand the meaning? So nobody had this anyway. يعني في أي دين تاني ولا فلسفة تانية فيش حاجة اسمها قوة القيامة دي. This is the power of Christianity. هي دي هدية الكريستيانيتي للناس, ان انا بقول له خد هدية, خد قوة القيامة عشان لما تموت ما تخافش, تقوم تاني. اللي بتفرج على افلام هاري بوتر في حاجات شبه كده باي ذا واي, بس ما تفرجوش لحسن تخاف. The last basic fact, becoming a Christian. So رجع تاني. The first fact, who is Christ? Full man, God and full man, perfect God and perfect man. اثنين, who is man? The human nature is Christ-like. He is the model, the origin, and distorted or destructed or مشوهة بالخطية, separated from God. Third point, God came to be crucified for man, to pay the debt, to give himself a ransom for humanity. The fourth basic fact, God raised from the dead to give the humanity the power of resurrection so we can live again for long, forever. The last point, the last basic fact, have to become a Christian. What we mean by being Christian, how can you become Christian or live as Christian? For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. Living on earth, you should suffer sorrow. Sorrow al-huznia. Living on earth, the character of this life is sorrow. ما فيش بني آدم بيعيش على الأرض ما بيتوجعش ما بيعيطش ما بيحزنش. الطفل بيتولد بيعيط. دي طبيعة الدنيا. But there are two kinds of sorrow. Sorrow leading to death and sorrow in Christ leading to eternal life. So the start of being Christian is kind of sorrow. طوبى للحزانة. فهمي ازاي؟ لما بتزعل على نفسك دي البداية. أنا بحزن على نفسي ليه أنا عايش كده. فالريبنتنس اللي هو الهولي سورو ده الحزن المقدس it the start of being Christian. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ عشان كده وإحنا when we preach we are preaching repentance. ليه؟ إحنا بنقول للناس احزنوا بس الحزن المقدس كده كده هيحزنوا. إنها بنقول لهم there is some kind of sorrow will end up in joyful life, eternal life. ده اللي بحسب مشيئة الله by God's will. So for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. So being a Christian, the first step to be Christian is to repent, is to feel sorry for yourself. I'm sorry for myself, I'm still away from God, I'm not as loving person as Christ, I cannot love people as Him, I do not enjoy life as Him, I cannot thank God as Him, I'm not humble as Him. So I'm sorry for myself, I feel sorrow, sorry. فهمي الفكرة؟ ببساطة كده. When you feel sorry for yourself, this is the start. كده هتبقى مسيحي. Also written in Luke 15, I will arise and go to my father, I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. This story is the start of being Christian. Is to find out where are you standing, where are you living. You are living bad life, you are living away of God, you are not happy. So you have to go back to Him. And going back saying sorry, sorry for myself, sorry for you, sorry for heaven, I distracted your plan, I'm not the one you planned for, I do not deserve to be your son, but please accept me again. This kind of repentance is the start of being Christian. This happened even before baptism for the adults and will happen always for the whole life even after baptism. بمعنى ايه؟ انت لما اتعمدت بقيت مسيحي، لما بتغلط ما بتبقاش مسيحي، ترجع تقول سوري تاني تبقى مسيحي، ترجع تغلط ما بتبقاش مسيحي، اول ما ترجع تقول سوري بتبقى مسيحي. فمين الفكرة رايحة راجعة ازاي؟ So being Christian is a dynamic story. It's not only 1 minute. You are Christian because you have been baptized. No, this is not the idea. You are not now Christian because you hate somebody. So you are not Christian, even being baptized before. You need to repent again. Understand? So the story of repentance is the dynamic power of Christianity. You should repent always to stay in God, to enjoy His embrace all the time, to sit down in His throne as written in Revelation. He did not just come to His senses, but He acted too. يعني هي مش مجرد اكتشف ان الحكاية يعني ضيعة, but He acted and He moved up to home, to His home. Written in John 1st chapter, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. So becoming Christians means simply to believe in what God said. God said, I love man. God said, I'm the creator. God said, I'm your savior. God said, this is my body. God says, I'm making for you the eternal life, the happiest life. So if you believe in him, you will follow him. This is Christianity. So just believe, receive, become. افتكروا الثلاث كلمات دول. The start of Christianity is to believe, then to receive. Receive يعني ايه؟ يعني to repent and to receive. عارفين واحد ماسك حاجة في ايده، انا ماسك اللابتوب ده بايدي الاثنين، وبعدين واحد جايب لي هدية بمليون جنيه، لازم اعمل ايه؟ لازم اسيبها واخد. فاهمين ازاي؟ This is Christianity. I'm living engaged in حاجة earthly ما تستاهلش، ومشغول بيها وعايش فيها وبشحت زي الناس وخلاص. To discover what Christianity is to leave this and receive this. واخدين بالكم؟ The new life. This is kind of belief and repent. The repent is this dynamic action to leave and receive. Leave your old purposes and dreams and lusts and كل حاجة وحشة قديمة، وتفكر في حاجة جديدة أجمل جدا جدا to receive. And so you become child of Christ. You become Christian, real Christian. You become Christ's image, and this is dynamic. يعني you will go through it from glory to glory. ما بتقفش عند حد الحتة دي، تمشي بقى فيها خطوات طويلة. So the becoming a Christian, become a Christian معناها total commitment of intellect, emotions and will, like a marriage. يعني ايه؟ يعني عشان تقول انا Christian معناها الآية الأولانية خالص، تحب الرب إلهك من كل قلبك من كل فكرك من كل قدرتك. يعني you are man of God. You live for God. You live for His plan. You don't think your way. You don't feel your way. You don't go your way. أنت دلوقتي بتفكر بطريقته، بتحس بطريقته، بتشتغل بطريقته. كده بقيت كريستي. عشان كده نطلع كلنا مش مسيحيين قوي، ها؟ نطلع ربع مسيحيين، نص مسيحيين، معلش ممكن يجي مننا. بس حتى وانت بتخدم بتسمع نفسك، ليه؟ الله ده الموضوع جميل قوي، انا بقدمه للناس بس انا كمان لسه ما دقتوش كفاية، انا عاوز اعيش كده. So remember the basic facts. Who is Jesus Christ? Fully God and fully man. His diagnosis of human nature. The problem, the real problem of humanity is sin. The third point, the crucifixion is the key for salvation. The fact and meaning of the resurrection. Resurrection is the power of eternal life invaded humanity. And lastly, how to become a Christian.